From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to... Damn it! If you want to know someone's age... Well, it's all in the name.
All right.
With almost pinpoint accuracy, someone's name will tell you what generation they grew up in.
Oh.
Or at least that's how it used to be. Because some new information has revealed, at least around here, the name you have now is old as crap. And the name your grandparents had?
Mm-hmm.
It's back, baby.
So we're bringing them back around.
Yep, and the ones that you... I'll get to it. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. I have in front of us...
Yeah.
The names of the most popular baby names. All right. I'm going to start this over.
So these are new baby names that are coming out right now.
These are...
Fresh out of the baby.
The most popular baby names...
Fresh out of your mama.
For the state of New York...
Oh.
Last year. And something has changed. What's old... is new again.
So we getting these mostly ladies or men?
I got five, top five girl, top five boy.
All right,
top five girls are, you ready?
Right.
Mia, Emma, Sophia, Olivia, Isabella.
I will say they are pretty old lady names.
Yes, they are. No Agnes.
Yeah, no Blanche.
It's Glam.
Is that how
Gertrude.
You have to say it, too?
Blanche. You do have to say Agnes or Blanche.
Or Gertrude.
But here's the thing. Like, Mia, Emma, Sophia, Olivia, Isabella, they all fit better in a Dickens novel than, like, a daycare. And the guys' names aren't that far off,
either. They old-school blunt names?
I'll let you decide.
Right.
Liam, Noah, Lucas, Ethan, Joseph.
Joseph is the only one that sounds to me, because I'm thinking Joe. I can't think of the last time I met a Joe or a Fred.
Okay, Fred.
Like, he goes by Fred.
Yeah.
I've never met a young Fred.
I can't even think of, like, a famous young Fred.
Right.
Right? Look, the bottom line is, for kids born in the last decade, traditional names have roared back.
Mm-hmm. Well, did it with your kids.
Yeah, I got a Stella and a Claire.
Those are old lady names.
It's funny, like, they were only old lady names until just recently.
Yeah.
Right? Are these grandparent names coming back around? Because people fell in love with them? Or, Kimmy, is there something we're missing? Is there something in pop culture where these old lady names are all of a sudden becoming popular again?
Well, I'm wondering if because in, like, the last, like, decade or so, people have, with things like Ancestry.com and, you know, all the genetic testing, stuff like that, if people are now seeing names that were in their family tree in the past because they could do more research and they see names that they like and they feel more connected to those names.
That's a good theory. That's a really good theory.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Tommy, people may be listening right now and thinking, great, but I'm not having a kid. This doesn't affect me in any way.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
And here's where you're wrong.
What?
Bad news for millennials and Gen Xers. You now have old people.
Yeah,
names.
We do.
Oh.
So they asked a bunch of Gen Alpha kids. Those are kids in, like, middle and high school right now.
Yeah.
To name old people names.
Okay.
And the most common answer these kids gave for women. Are you ready? Ashley, Amanda, Jessica, Stephanie, Jennifer, Amy, and Kelly.
Wow. Those are all old lady names.
Those are old lady names according to middle and high school kids now. And for men, here's where it gets interesting.
Can I take a shot?
Go ahead.
Jake.
Okay. There wasn't really a consensus among the kids because guys' names, despite the info we just gave you, kind of stay the same. You brought up James.
Mm-hmm. Or Jake.
Okay, I don't have a Jake.
All right.
The names James, Michael, John, Robert, and David, although less popular than they used to be, are still fairly common.
Yeah, I've still seen people or like younger kids with those names.
The names that have taken statistically the biggest old man hit.
All right.
Right? Zach, Kyle, Doug, and Jeremy. Sorry, buddy. I know you're listening.
Yeah, but those are all names we make fun of.
Yes. Well, no, Kyle, I always thought was a younger guy.
Kyle.
That's why we say it like that.
Kyle.
Here comes Kyle, but it turns out it should be Kyle. It's Kyle here, and I'm calling the water department.
So I knew so many couples that named, the big names were when I was, like, when I moved up here, was Jake and Abby.
Okay.
I knew so many people that had kids by that name.
Yeah, I know a bunch of Abby's my age.
Yeah.
I know a couple of Jakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think what we now have to reckon with, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are you 30 and 40-somethings ready to live the rest of your life with an old man or an old woman name? Because, Kimmy, you just recently had this realization.
Yeah, so we had an intern in the building briefly, and she, I believe, is like around high school age. And she came in here when you called me Kimmy. She goes, "Your name's Kimmy?" And I said, "Yeah." And she, the only place she had heard the name Kimmy was some, I guess, F1 driver or something.
Oh, yeah, she brought
heard
it
up. Yeah. But, like, it was, like, weird to her that my name was Kimmy. Like, she obviously didn't know any other Kimmys, you know?
Which, to me, is
it's
a young...
common name.
When I think, you know, if you go through these lists, whether it's Kimmy, Ashley, Jessica, you know, Stephanie, I think, like, 10-year-old girls or girls I went to high school with. What the hell happened?
So... is Brittany an old lady name now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And that was like a real...
I'd be careful. No, I know where you're going. I'd watch it.
What?
Because Britney Spears, you were in your 40s. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What?
Just saying. Yeah. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Go ahead. No, what were you going to say? Go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, that was a young girl's name.
Yeah, it was.
Because of her.
Uh-huh.
Same way with Tiffany.
Yeah, Tiffany's definitely an old lady name now.
Yeah, and that was like a... She was like a mall singer, right?
She was a mall singer.
She's a mall singer, I believe.
Her big hit, I'm a mall singer. Twitchy Jimmy in the corner.
Everybody's doing the Twitchy Jimmy. Grab your hot dogs and throw them on the floor.
Tiffany is so old that Kimmy was not born when she was popular. Not even when she came out. When by the time Kimmy was born.
When she was done?
It was over. 88. You were born in 88?
89.
Oh, even better. Yeah.
God.
You old. That's,
yeah, I know.
Old ass bitch.
So what's my name? My name's got to be ancient.
Well, you do have Tommy. A name, though, that's stuck around. A Tom?
Yeah.
Thomas?
It seems
I think that's one. Tom, John, all like Matthew, maybe.
Here's why. It seems like for men, biblical names never go out of style.
Right,
Mark,
right.
Matthew, Luke, John, Thomas.
Wait, there ain't no Tommy, though.
Thomas.
Thomas, who?
Thomas.
Who's Thomas in a Bible?
Doubting Tom. There's a thousand Thomases.
Wait, Doubting Thomas is from the Bible?
Yeah, what did you think that was from?
I thought it was like some kind of performer.
you're kidding.
Come on, see Doubting Thomas. You don't believe a goddamn thing. Also, we got Twitch and Jimmy.
252-WCMF.
Come bring your hot dogs and throw them at him.
252-9263. We have the top 10 names, 5 for girls, 5 for boys, in New York State in the last year. And all of them are now older names. Mia, Emma, Sophia, Olivia, Isabella for girls, Liam, Noah, Lucas, Ethan, Joseph for boys. And it turns out that you millennials and Gen Xers that feel young and vibrant, you know, 30s to new 20, man, you got old ass names. Ashley, Amanda, Jessica, Stephanie, Jennifer, Amy, Kelly, Zach, Kyle, Doug, Jeremy, all rated by middle and high school kids today as old people names.
I mean, I would imagine, like, my parents just named me Kim. They just left it at Kim. That's on my birth certificate. But I would imagine, like, Kimberly. There can't be any Kimberlys anymore.
No, not in this building.
Like,
run out of the state.
Yeah.
No, I get what you're saying. And, like, here's the thing. You having an old person name is not something you think about until it happens.
Yeah.
Because your name is really the last line of defense for your youth.
Because,
like, if you were young and had a cool-ass name, you felt young and cool. And if there was someone in pop culture, movie, TV character, famous musician, athlete that shared your name, you were all set.
Yeah.
But when those actors aren't popular anymore.
Or they're dead.
When those athletes start to retire.
Mm-hmm.
When those musicians no longer have hits.
Everybody grays out.
You got old. Yo ass old. Tommy Dorsey ain't doing it for you anymore, buddy.
Kimmy has no idea who that is.
Remember he toured with Tiffany and Twitch and Jim?
You also run the risk of those names looking bad the longer that time goes.
What do you mean by that?
Like, if that person you were named after was wildly popular at the time and then they do something horrible, like, that name's definitely not coming around again for a while.
Yeah, but there's only one I can think of. Like, there weren't many people that named their kid Orenthal James.
No, sure. You know what I mean? Yeah. There is one culture that just hangs on to the same names, and they just rotate them around. And that's Italians.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Italians just hold on to those names.
Yeah,
man.
Dominic's not going anywhere.
Yeah, Angelo. Yeah, all those.
Well, names. I think Angelo might be an old man.
Anthony.
Name now. I have noticed something. First of all, you said it wrong.
Yeah. Anthony.
Thank you. Man, my kids go to Aquinas, which is like it's the mothership for Italian
people. Right.
And like my daughter will come home and like tell me about kids she goes to school with.
Mm. Yeah.
And like she'll refer to my name, like Vincenzo or Enzo. Like even those are going like, we're getting off the boat to make a new life in America. Yeah.
But those names will always be around.
Yeah. I never knew a Vincenzo.
No, but you knew a Vinny.
I know, but they never called themselves Vincenzo. Really?
Well, that makes them think they're fancy too, though.
What does that mean?
That makes them think they're rich. Well, when a kid refers to himself as Gaetano or Vincenzo, they're trying to act cool.
I don't know. Maybe
like I'm from the old country.
They're telling you their name.
I'm with the real people.
Maybe they're just giving the honor to the people.
Or their parents are dicks.
Because, well, if you're a Gaetano and you say, I'm Guy, the first question somebody's going to ask you is, what is that short for? So you might as well get ahead of it by just
all
saying
Gaetanos
your full name.
All Gaetanos only go by Gaetano.
Yeah, I've never met a Gaetano.
They don't go by Guy, and they hate when you call them Guy.
You know, going down the whole Italian road, the weird thing I've noticed recently, when I was in school, I'm not making this up, I went to high school with 3 Giuseppes.
Wow.
Right? And they all made shoes. No, but when the Giuseppes I knew in high school, they all went by Joe.
Yeah.
My kids know a couple Giuseppes. They all go by Giuseppe.
Yeah, they're sticking to the old school.
Yeah. So, I mean, even the idea of, like, what your nickname is has changed based on old school news.
But a lot of the old parents didn't want you to use your Italian name. They wanted you to Americanize it
so you wouldn't
get picked on.
I hear you. Like, in 2004, anti-Italian immigrant sentiment.
To this day, we're still being persecuted in this country.
Shut up!
And, you know, nobody speaks up for our people.
All of the Joes I hung out with that were actually Giuseppes had Goodfellas posters hanging in their finished basements. I think they were over it, man. So the weird thing here,
what's it?
Right, when you look at these new kid names that all come from the past, who decided we were all going to go backwards? Because it's not like parents over
who
the last
started the trend.
Well, yeah, because like over the last 10 years, it's not like every parent in America got together and decided like we're going back to the 19th century.
Mm.
But for some reason, as a nation, we collectively made a decision on our own, independently. That was something we were going to do.
Oh.
Like, my wife and I thought when we named our girls Claire and Stella that they would be super unique. And I never.
So, did she research it, like, in a book or something? Or did they always just stuck in her head?
It just came out. Like, we were talking about names and we liked them. We just like Stella and Claire.
Yeah.
Right now, my daughters go to school and play sports with a billion Stella and Claire.
Oh, really?
Yes. Like, my daughter's name is Stella. My daughter Claire's best friend's name is Stella. My daughter plays hockey with, like, 2 other Stellas in the program there. There's, like, 4 Claires.
Oh, the Stella line.
It's insane. And we didn't, like, talk to anybody about it.
Yeah, it is weird.
It just happened.
It must be something y'all saw.
Well, Claire's.
They must have saw something in a movie or something.
Claire's was, like, a wildly popular, I don't even know what to call it, like, little trinket shop when I was growing up. So like, maybe that's what kind of sparked that.
All of the women your age named their kids after a...
A mall store.
What was Cinnabon? Not appropriate.
Yeah. Tiffany was right there singing.
Top of mind.
With Tommy Dorsey.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Being an NFL player, that's pretty damn cool.
Oh, yeah.
But getting to be a movie star, too?
Wow.
It's what a handful of Bills players and alum are going to have the opportunity to do starting this week. And we now know which of our favorite Bills will be making their screen debut.
How cool is this?
With the Hallmark.
You said alum, too. Huh?
Yeah, we'll get to that. Some of these make sense. Some of them don't.
Mm.
But one stands out
for
all the wrong reasons.
You don't like it.
It's not that I don't like it. I'm just surprised he would do it.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So we all know the Bills will be the featured team in this year's NFL Hallmark movie. We also now have the movie's actual actor star. Big Hollywood name.
All right.
Big Hollywood name is going to lead this movie. You ready?
Damn.
Tony Danza.
Really? Tony Danza?
He's impressed by Tony Danza.
I love Tony Danza.
Angela.
He's a great actor,
Angela.
Man. And he's perfect.
He's a great actor?
Yes.
He's not a great actor.
You don't think Taxi was one of the greatest sitcoms of maybe all time?
Oh, no. I'm not saying he wasn't in great stuff. I'm saying that Tony Danza is only Tony Danza.
Yes, but nobody can do Tony like Tony.
You don't see him doing like King Lear.
No.
Angela, I got a skull in my hand. Angela, it's somebody's skull. Nobody's getting that joke, by the way.
What? I'm excited, man.
What was the last thing he was in?
Does
he do other Hallmark movies? Like, is he in that the Hallmark world?
Who are you asking?
So he does tour the country as a crooner. He does like old Sinatra standards with a jazz band.
Yeah. Oh. So Tony Danza will be starring in this Hallmark movie.
I'm in. Mm-hmm.
So the movie currently titled Holiday Touchdown, A Bills Love Story.
All right.
Is going to have way more Bills faces in it than the Chiefs had for their movie last year. So we have the list of players that will be appearing.
Right.
Tommy, I want you to take a shot at the most popular Bill who will be in this cast. You want to take a shot?
Well, Damar Hamlin.
Okay, you nailed it. We knew he was.
That was kind of rumored.
Yep. And you did call that, yeah.
Yeah, so Hamlin is in it. He will be joined by tight end Dawson Knox, offensive lineman Deion Dawkins, long snapper Reed Ferguson.
Dawkins will be funny.
He's going to be good. Backup running back Ray Davis, D lineman Dwayne Carter, and brand new wide receiver Josh Palmer. Question. Josh Palmer gets to be in the Bills movie? Hasn't even played a snap for the Bills yet.
Is he handsome?
Maybe it's a...
But they're all handsome.
Okay.
You don't
get
to be...
That is kind of funny, right?
Right? I mean, like, God bless him
but
and everything.
I don't really know how you're going
to
work out here.
Yeah, like, God forbid, like, you know, like, you have a that season doesn't go well, and now you're in this movie at the end of the year. And you can't have your team, you can't have a movie with your team without their leader.
Okay. Well, he's not going to be in it.
Who?
Josh?
No. Head coach Sean McDermott is going to appear in the Hallmark movie. Is that surprising?
Well, no. I mean, I'm guessing it's pretty brief.
He is very Hallmark.
Yeah. Maybe somebody eats his donut.
Oh.
That's an inside joke for us. That's not for America.
We talked about it.
No, I know. For Western New York.
Oh, my bad.
I'm just saying.
Well, I just figured he would be in it because Andy Reid was in the Kansas City one. So,
and it was a missing donut.
Yeah, you got to throw the coach in there.
Okay, but he like McDermott is also like all business all the time.
Yes.
I'm kind of surprised.
I mean, how many takes do you think it's going to... He may only have like one or two lines. I wonder how many takes it takes because he's such a perfectionist.
He does seem like a guy who will get frustrated.
No, I don't like it. I got to do it again. I'm not in character.
But it's not just current Bills that will be in this movie.
You said alum.
Bills legends. Pro Football Hall of Famers.
Great Hall of Fame.
Jim Kelly.
He's going to be in it.
Thurman Thomas. Andre Reed.
That's huge.
Yeah. Bruce Smith apparently not available. He's not in the movie.
Oh.
They will be joined by should-be Hall of Famer Steve Tasker.
Okay.
And what might be the most surprising inclusion, Scott Norwood.
Oh.
That is an interesting one to throw in there.
So because
he doesn't live, all those guys.
He lives in Virginia.
Yeah, I was going to say, all those guys live in Buffalo, right?
Andre Reed, I don't know if he moved back, but he's here a lot.
I know he's seen around a lot. But...
Okay, so now to make you two feel old, we have to do this.
Okay.
For those not damaged by Bills fandom or too young to know, Scott Norwood is the Bills kicker who missed the potentially game-winning field goal against the Giants in Super Bowl 25 in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
All that footage you see of the kick sailing outside of the goalpost, I'm not saying it, that's Scott Norwood.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Scott Norwood for a second?
Okay.
All right. So he is still beloved in Western New York.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got a standing ovation just days after he missed that kick in 1991 at that pep rally. But if you've seen or read any interview that Scott Norwood has done in the last decade, he had a very hard time after that all went down.
Mentally,
he was in that full Four Falls of Buffalo. Like they did feature him in there, and he talks about it.
And it lasted for years.
Yeah.
It's surprising he's a part of this, right?
Well, is that the storyline?
Well, the only reason you would
want
him...
It would have
him,
to be, this is what it's going to come down to.
I mean, look,
it seems like you'd have to go out of your... Because, like I said, all those other guys make sense. They all kind of, like, stuck around Buffalo, a part of the community. Like, you kind of had to go out of your way to find him. So I wonder what the reason was.
Well, no, there's one reason. The only reason...
It's the storyline of what it's going to come down to.
Or they reference him in some
the
way.
The miracle kick.
Yes.
Oh,
like,
no.
Because he's going to be in it, you said.
Yes, he's in the movie.
Yeah.
So, like, you know... It's a walk-on in a film for the worst night of your life that is now reintroducing you to a brand new generation as that guy.
As your failure.
And like, look, I'm really happy that Scott Norwood has it in him to do this movie. I'm just very surprised based on what we have heard from his mouth that he was like, yes, I would like to do it.
Yeah. Well, good for him. Maybe he's rebounded.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
He's made the adjustments.
So he does now do autograph shows.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like where they'll pay guys to sit down and sign. And he'll sign the photo. I've seen it.
Oh, really? Well, also, you know, guys got to eat.
I know, but like.
I don't think he never got paid that much to be a kicker on the Bills.
No, right? I mean, he got there right before all
the big money showed up.
But here's the thing, man. Hey. Like, could you imagine? I want you to think of the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
I'm doing it right now. You want my autograph?
Think about the worst thing that's happened to you that's happened to everybody. Like, everybody
affected
knows
everybody
about it. Yeah.
Okay. And for the rest of your life, you can get paid. But you have to keep having this still shot of that moment in front of you while you sign your name
it's
over and over.
It's the deal
with
the devil,
Is there ever a point in your life where you laugh about it? Ever?
Oh, there's got to be. I mean, if you come to terms with it, you have to.
The way he's talked, I don't know, man.
I mean, but maybe, you know, bust some balls with those guys when they get back together.
I would.
I don't know how often they get back together.
I've never seen Scott Norwood in Buffalo.
Oh, really?
Like, you know, they have the alumni back all the time.
But you said he does those signings, right?
He does the signings, yeah.
Like the ones they have, like, at Batavia?
So I don't know if he's been to the one at Batavia Downs.
But other ones.
Because he can only do them in Buffalo, really, right?
Oh, no. I mean,
I mean, people would know who he is here more than anybody else.
You could do them in New Jersey and New York,
too.
Oh,
true, yeah.
I mean, look.
Like thank you.
Yes, like Bill Buckner signs a lot of Mets fans' memorabilia.
And he did a whole set on a comedy series as Bill Buckner being that guy. And he kind of came to terms with it. And that was a huge one.
But don't forget, Bill Buckner, and for those, God, we got to do this again. God, I feel old. Bill Buckner is the Boston Red Sox first baseman that let the sure out that would have won the Red Sox the World Series roll through his legs.
Let the Mets out.
86 Mets, they came back. Bill Buckner also, let's not forget, had a fruitful career after that moment.
Oh, okay.
Scott Norwood played, I think, another season, and then
kind of disappeared.
It was over.
Yeah.
Like, that ended his career, essentially. 252-WCMF, we're talking about the Bills Hallmark movie. We now know which Bills are going to be in it, joined by Tony Danza.
And that'll help him get through this, because Tony is that kind of guy who's so inspirational. It makes you feel good.
He will be joined by Damar Hamlin, Dawson Knox, Deion Dawkins, Reed Ferguson, Ray Davis, Dwayne Carter, Josh Palmer, Sean McDermott will be in the movie, Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, Steve Tasker, and Scott Norwood. Norwood being in this film, and I'm going to call it a film from now on,
because
we're classy, may confirm my biggest personal fear.
Of what?
The Bills are going to win the Super Bowl at the end of this movie. And that's Jinx Central.
Oh. Well, how did the Kansas City one?
I didn't see it.
Doesn't matter, but they already won it anyway. They won. So it's not like, you know, it's something that they were dying for.
I bet you they don't win the Super Bowl. I think they build up to it, and then they kind of leave it as a open end.
You would not have the guy who missed a potentially game-winning field goal to win a Super Bowl in the movie if they didn't win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Or make reference to it in some way.
They're going to win the Super Bowl. And why are we doing this to ourselves, guys? Bills fans? Bills Mafia? Like, the movie idea, I guess it's fun and cute, whatever.
Yeah.
But this year, you have a roster built for legitimate success. The Bills are favored to win every game they play this year on their 17-game schedule. The schedule lines up. It's the last year in the old stadium. Like, all of the good karma is falling down upon us as Bills fans. The Angels are singing.
Look at that.
And we're going to do that. We're going to do this with a movie?
Here's how it's going to end. They're all going to it's going to end great.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to show you them winning the Super Bowl.
Okay.
It's Hallmark. They'll build up to it and then they'll just let it fade out, and the last scene will be all of those guys sitting at a dinner at a Chinese restaurant owned by a white guy named Andy.
I don't know how the...
Because this is going to be the first Hallmark movie that has minorities in it.
I'm trying to find out how the...
Like, there ain't a brother in that town, man.
No, man, you're right. Every Hallmark movie
is white folks.
It's white the movie.
Oh, it's the PGA Masters in 1955.
I'm trying to figure out how the Kansas City movie ended, because if that ends with the Super Bowl win, like they'd have to take it in a different direction for the Bills movie.
No,
right?
But it's like you said, they already won the Super Bowl, so you wouldn't have to end the movie that way. I just don't know why you would include Scott Norwood.
Wait, maybe it happens again and it gets really dark.
Oh, so.
Oh, no, not again.
So the Kansas City one centers around a Christmas Day game, so it's not the not the Super Bowl.
Because usually there's got to be a romance in there. Yeah, Tony Danza, what's up, baby?
And so Santa's in the crowd.
We know there's a romance in this movie. We know that there's going to be something involving a hospital because they were casting like nurses and doctors. Yeah.
Who are the chicks? Who's the lead chick?
I had it in front of me. It's no one I was familiar with. It was also somebody from like 80s. Hold on, let me pull it up right here. All right, Tony Danza, Holiday Touchdown, A Bill's Love Story. Joining, damn it, I don't want any pharmaceutical pop-ups. All right.
Well, you clicked on Tony Danza.
That's really why it happened. Okay. The film will also joining fellow 80s sitcom star Tracy Pollan, known for playing Ellen Reed, Alex P. Keaton's love interest on Family Ties.
Okay.
She is Michael J. Fox's wife.
Oh.
So maybe we get a Fox sighting in Western New York.
Okay. All right.
Rounding out the cast are Holland Roden, who was in Teen Wolf, Matthew Daddario, who was in Shadowhunters. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Caroline Aaron, who was in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Steve Sharipa from The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
And Broadway star Patty Murin.
So that's two heavyweight Italians in this.
Yeah. So maybe it is. Maybe it's set around like an Italian restaurant just down the street from.
Owned by a guy named Chuck. Yeah, Chuck Smith, man. Great, great rice balls.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the end of the road for this band. And what's funny about this band is it's a legendary band. They've had a couple of hits.
Okay.
And if you're a music fan, you know them and you probably love them. But outside of that, I don't know how name brand recognition this band is anymore. Yet, you will never see them perform live or record new music ever again.
They're done.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. It was like 2 or 3 months ago that we saw the video of the members of Jane's Addiction get in a fight live on stage.
And we're talking the band members.
Yes. Dave Navarro, guitarist, yeah. and Perry Farrell, the lead man. Perry Farrell, for some reason, got annoyed with the level of Dave Navarro's guitar, confronted him. Navarro didn't know that he was being serious, was like trying to like mime with him on the stage. Farrell gets in his face. There's a shoving match, and folks behind the stage have to break in and keep Farrell from... He threw a punch and missed.
Yeah.
So nobody has given a public statement, or at least a public interview, since that happened. Dave Navarro, the guitarist, has come out. He was asked if the band will ever play together again, and he has said no.
They're done.
The onstage fight has destroyed the band.
All right.
So apparently Navarro contracted long COVID a couple of years ago, and he was in a really bad way. He was doing all he could to get through that tour while, like, in pain, and he said this was just the straw that broke the camel's back. Perry Farrell, for his point, he said he came out and did apologize.
For attacking his bandmate.
Yes, quote, "This weekend has been incredibly difficult. After having time and space to reflect, it's only right that I apologize to my bandmates, especially Dave Navarro, fans, family, and friends for my action during Friday's show," he added. "Unfortunately, my breaking point resulted in inexcusable behavior. I take full accountability for how I chose to handle the situation." All right. It's fair on Navarro's part to not want to ever play with Jane's Addiction again.
Yeah. I mean, you got to assault it at work.
Okay. Can you think of a band that had an onstage fight that went on and continued to tour?
I thought the Stones had issues on stage before.
Like an onstage fist
maybe not,
fight?
Maybe not on stage, maybe backstage.
I'm sure there are a lot of bands that have fought backstage, right? Or the, like, I mean, you know, Eagles outside, off the stage, because, you know, we hear about those dynamics all the time. But, like, yeah, the ones that are on stage are the ones that stick out in your head.
Because, like, you think of, like, the most famous instances, and I can't think of a single, like, even the Sex Pistols, for God's sakes, that were, you know, the most dangerous band in the world.
Yeah.
They got in an argument on stage. It got a little bit physical. That was the last show they ever played. Like, yeah. I can't think of a single band that's been able to overcome, unless I'm wrong, 252 WCMF, that got into a fist fight on stage, and then down the road you saw them playing together.
Yeah, we're all happy again.
It is weird how, to Kimmy's point, like, there are physical altercations backstage. The bands can go on. But it's something about when other people see it.
Yeah, then when you drop your pants on stage, basically.
But, I mean, it's still the same kind of anger, whether I'm swinging at you in the wings or I'm swinging at you at center stage. I still had the same kind of anger.
Right. What's now the audience is seeing it. It's more exposure.
But
you
those
know.
Stories also end up getting out.
Yeah, but you saw it. You know what I mean? Now you could see the whole action.
Okay.
Maybe that's it.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Because the fantasy is these guys all love each other. They party, and they don't even try at this. It's just they're just having a great time.
No, but see, I'm going to disagree with you there, because,
well, you go right ahead.
I do think you love the Stones.
You talking to me? What?
You like Mick and Keith because they don't really, they're not friends.
They haven't been friends in 50 years.
And they openly say this in interviews, right? So, like, any illusions that they're having fun, like, being together up there do not exist
But if
anymore.
I saw them really wallop each other, it'd be the funniest fight, man.
What do you think that would sound like?
Backstage,
talking to Keith.
Oh, yeah, he always gets the last word.
All right. Do we have any instances of bands in onstage fights that kept playing together?
I can't find. Well, the first one that keeps popping up, I think, is Jane's Addiction, just because it was recently in the news.
Okay.
What he said. So I haven't found one yet that got back together after something like that.
And, like, Jane's Addiction is a strange band, because they had hits in the 80s, they had hits in the early 90s, right? But they're not like a name, household name band. Do they have enough money to not play anymore?
No, they could not.
Okay, so you're familiar with Dave Navarro, the guitarist.
Yes, but he's been in other things.
Yeah, so he's 57. He's actually played on some of the biggest songs in, like, music history. He was the guitarist on Alanis Morissette's big debut album. Mm. So he's making residuals off of that. He was in the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He's been with Jane's Addiction since 86, so I think he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Everybody else?
Yeah, they probably need this money.
Like, Flea was in that band, but I don't think he's in there anymore.
Right. But these guys probably were hoping that this tour was going to work, man, so they could eat this summer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not like there's anything left for Jane's Addiction to do as a band. It seemed like a nostalgic tour.
Right.
Right? So,
but at least, you know, you're not on welfare.
Yeah, yet.
Ooh.
I don't know.
The welfare tour.
Paul writes,
yeah.
We had asked bands that got in fistfights on stage. But he says, didn't the guys who write Wonderwall get into fights all the time? Oasis.
Yeah, but they didn't get back together, though. Right?
They're about to go on a tour.
But did they actually come to blows? Yeah, I guess they did.
And I don't know if it was on stage, though.
But yeah, true.
The breaking point for that band, it's one of the funniest stories, was Liam and Noel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I forget which one's the lead singer.
The one with the thick accent.
So they were doing a show, and I think it was a television film show. And the lead singer, brother, one of the Gallaghers, said his voice hurt. I can't perform. So the other one, who wasn't as good a singer, had to play and sing at the same time. And it did not go well.
Great. Mm-hmm.
And the guy who was the singer that said he was too sick to perform heckled his brother from the balcony. He heckled his brother, who knew he wasn't as good because he couldn't perform.
That's a dick.
By the way, those tickets for that Oasis show are...
it's got to be sold out.
Unbelievably expensive.
People have been waiting for this band to get back together for a while.
Both brothers have gone on record as saying this is the only time they're going to do it.
Yeah.
They still hate each other.
But they're going to make so much money.
That's if they get through it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point.
I would be worried that they don't even make the full tour.
Well, they're getting kind of old now, too, so...
What are they? Are they in their 40s?
Yeah, but if you hold a grudge for that long, I don't know if there's any saving... that relationship.
Especially when you're related. Yeah. I mean, they're brothers.
Yeah.
Man, they were the biggest thing in the world.
Flamed out fast.
Seriously. Think all the money they left on the table.
Okay. And those were poor kids, man.
Okay, are you just assuming that?
No, they came up from in a wreck-a-rough area like Manchester.
They came up in a wreck-a-ruffa?
Ruffa.
Wreck-a-ruffa. Oh, that was when they did those remixes to the Oasis song?
Ruffa.
It's a wonder, wucka-wucka-wah, Manchester.
Yeah.
But it said they grew up in a very affluent part of Manchester.
I don't think there is.
I just made that up. Okay.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.